Kate, I'm going to bring House Natural Resources to order. Bridget, could you please do a roll call?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vice Chair Gist.
Here.
Vice Chair Marler.
Here.
Representative Malone.
Here.
Representative Jay Hinkle.
Here.
Representative Perry.
Top of the morning to you. I'm here.
Representative Miner.
Here.
Representative R. Knudsen.
Excused.
Representative Konauer.
Present.
Representative Vinton.
Excused.
Representative Carlin.
Here.
Representative France.
Here.
Representative Fitzgerald.
Here.
Representative Weatherwax.
Excused.
Representative Walsh.
Excused.
Chair Gunderson.
And I'm here. Okay, we have a quorum, and we were able to get the business and labor room 172 this morning, so we'll take a little time, and I don't think we're going to need to caucus, but we've only got to do EA on the two bills. And so let's open EA on HR 8.
Mr. Chair, I move that H.R. 8 recommend to pass, and it's a resolution of the House of Representatives of the State of Montana supporting the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, Mr. Chair.
And do we have discussion? Anybody want to discuss? Seeing none, let's take a roll call vote. Bridget, if you could start us out.
Representative Gist?
Yes.
Representative Marler?
No.
Representative Malone?
Yes.
Representative Jay Hinkle?
Yes.
Representative Perry?
Yes.
Representative Miner?
Yes.
Representative R. Knudsen?
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Konauer?
Yes.
Representative Vinton?
Aye, by proxy.
Representative Carlin?
No.
Representative France?
No.
Representative Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Representative Weatherwax.
No by proxy.
Representative Walsh.
Representative Fitzgerald, do you have Representative Walsh as proxy?
Yes, by proxy, my vote.
Representative Gunderson.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, there are 11 ayes and 4 nays.
Okay, so HR 8 passes EA, and we'll go to the floor. Do we have we don't need a carrier.
Nope.
So this ends the EA on HR 8. Okay, we're going to pass out amendments for HJ 18. And I'm going to open EA on HJ 18.
Mr. Chair, I move that HJ 18 recommend do pass.
And we have an amendment to add on to that. And Mr. Coleman, would you like to explain the amendment?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry that the copies in front of you aren't in color. Just wasn't working out that way today. But I can take you through page 1, line 12. We reduced the amount, the historical amount of how much water was coming out from 16 million gallons a minute to 16 million gallons a day. That was just for you, Representative Gist.
Thank you.
And then the more substantive things, if you look on page 2, starting on line 16, this encapsulates what you talked about the other day. So actually starting on lines 12, the Legislative Council be requested to designate the study to the Environmental Quality Council. So it's suggesting to Legislative Council that it go to the EQC. So the first two of Representative Carlin's things that the EQC is supposed to study are still in there. And then the next one was examine the creation, implementation, and ongoing operation of the Libby Asbestos Superfund Oversight Committee and related statutes 75-10-16 as a possible model for state involvement. So 75-10-16 sets up what is now the Libby Asbestos Superfund Oversight Committee. It created funding for it. It talked about how it used to have a liaison position. It evolved into the oversight committee. It has a trust fund associated with it and associated funding. So it's that whole part that deals with state involvement in a Superfund site, which heavily involves the local governments as well. The other parts of it are just, again, reiterating that the council is requested to send it to the EQC, Mr. Chairman.
And Mr. Chair, HJ 18 is a joint resolution of the Senate and the House of Representatives of the state of Montana requesting an interim study of remediation work at the Surfeit Stone Mill site, including a consideration for future actions. And Mr. Chair, I move that amendment HJ 18.1.1 be moved.
And is there any discussion on the amendment? Representative Carl?
Well, I still on the amendment, but I just want to thank the committee for the great hearing on this, and I think a lot of the points that committee members brought up are of great interest to folks in the community, and I'm going to be sharing a lot of that information, so just want to say thank you.
And is there any other discussion, Representative Malone?
Mr. Chair, question for the sponsor. Representative Carlson. Mr. Chair, Representative Carlin, I thought I saw something in the paper last night that EPA has completed their studies.
Mr. Chair, Representative Malone, so EPA is just now kind of beginning a whole new round of sampling that's likely going to take 2 years-ish. So still a ways out, unfortunately.
Thank you for that clarification.
And I think a further clarification, Representative Carlin, is that with EPA making that decision, we know we can get this done before the next ice age.
At least.
At least.
That's true.
Is there any other discussion on the amendment? Question's been called. I think we can do this with a voice call. All those wanting to pass this amendment or add the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Are there any nays? Seeing none, proxies?
Weather Wax votes aye by proxy.
Representative Vinton and Knudsen vote aye by proxy.
Okay, so we have a unanimous. Walsh.
Representative Walsh votes aye by proxy.
Like a bunch of frogs.
Hey, we'll get it done. So unanimously, we've added the amendment. Can you move that bill as once amended?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move that HJ 18 do pass once amended.
Okay, and discussion. Representative Konauer.
Mr. Chair, I just want to say that this is what the legislature should be every day. This is great work on behalf of this committee, great leadership, and a great bill that I think we can all get behind. And I hope we all stand up and support this when it makes it to the floor, Mr. Chair.
And any other discussion? Representative Mueller?
Ditto. Thank you. Happy to be a part of this.
And any other discussion?
Question.
Before the question's called, I'd like to make a comment. This, and I agree wholeheartedly with both Representative Konauer and Representative Marler, this is what we should be doing, and we aren't. That's a sad fact. But it just goes to show you that we don't have to follow any rules. We can actually think outside the box, and I think that's what we did from front to back yesterday. And I really feel good to be a part of something like that, and I look forward to this being an EQC item. Mr. Coleman's probably going to be sick of hearing about it, but we'll keep pushing this forward. Representative Hinkle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If we do what Representative Konauer suggested and all stand up on the floor in support of it, are you going to call cloture?
I will not.
Okay.
Any other, excuse me, let me rethink that one. I'll give you 15. But any other discussion? Seeing none, I think we can do a voice call on this one, too. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any nays? Proxies?
Representative Walsh, aye by proxy.
Weather Wax votes aye by proxy.
Representative Vinton and Knutson votes aye by proxy.
Thank goodness we got Representative Walsh in there. So we have unanimously passed HJ 18 as once amended, and this closes the EA on HJ 18. I'm not sure if we're going to see any more study bills. I may put my foot down and just tell the pro tem to send them to somebody else. We've done our work, but I don't think that's going to happen. I would assume that we could possibly hear one or two more, and if nobody has great issue, I will try to use this time frame like we are after business and labor to maybe do some real quick meets rather than meet in the afternoon. If that's amenable to everybody, I think it's a much better situation. It'll keep us all fresh and in humor on these. Representative Malone?
Mr. Chair, we're having the Gallatin, and I'm not really part of the Gallatin Coalition, but apparently the Gallatin River is being upset about, and I don't know what, there's supposed to be a meeting at noon, so I will be in touch with you if there's something comes out of there.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything for the good of the order? Hearing none, I'm going to adjourn House Natural
Mr.
Resources.
Chair?
Oh, Representative Conor.
Are we getting together tonight? Is that? Oh, it's next week. Okay, I just wanted a time and place.
Yeah, we're
going to,
in fact, that's, okay. Thank you for reminding me. We have a joint House, Senate, Natural Resource Energy dinner on the 26th. And I guarantee you, we will not be putting anything on the agenda for the 26th, because that's going to be a good time. There should be about 80 people. It'll be at the Missouri River Brewery. I talked to Ms. Cohn yesterday, and she will send out another reminder the night before, just so everybody's got a refresher to make sure we don't miss everybody. But I look forward for everybody to make that. I think it's going to be a great time, and it'll be well worth going to.
Mr. Chair, I have it.
Representative Marler.
I have it on my phone as April 26th, Wednesday, 5 p.m., Missouri River Brewing Company.
Correct.
Just making sure.
Yep. Okay. Any other discussion? Anything for the good of the order? Seeing none, I'm going to adjourn House Natural Resources till we meet again.